All right, listen, we were talking about this, kind of a serious note here. Obviously, the story has changed concerning the Facebook killer. He has now been found dead in his car in Erie, Pennsylvania, after being identified apparently through by a drive-thru employee. And then a police chase. I'm not even sure it was a police chase here, right? It was there was an encounter where he saw police, yeah, and then he took his own life, fearing he was going to be taken into custody. And a lot of questions are now emerging about Facebook. How is this possible that Facebook could let something get on Facebook Live, even though this was not live? He recorded it and then placed that on Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. But it was up there for a number of hours before people were like, hey, there's a murder on here. And then you had the infamous story here in Chicago from a couple of months ago, mm-hmm, of a young special needs boy, essentially, being tortured by other teenagers again. And that was actually on Facebook Live, Facebook Live.
And then the rape of that young girl.
Right. That was a few weeks ago, mm-hmm, now, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, where does Facebook have a responsibility to monitor what it's allowing to be put on? I mean, there's a lot of questions here. I mean, we're starting to ask, fake news and all the rest of that. And I know they've got, everybody's trying to come up with applications for fake news, mm-hmm, that will overlay, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, trying to figure out a way to keep that from, to identify things that are not sourced. But this is the way a lot of people get their information now. And if it's just, left to anybody to put anything on there, that's a pretty scary thing. Carol Fowler is going to join us here. Carol is she's now a social media expert, was a longtime broadcast executive, yes, and news director, including at the place that you work right now, at Fox 32.
And yes, there was.
Yeah.
And at Channel 7, where I used to work, she was there too. That's where we initially met. Yeah.
So now, an interesting transition, I would imagine, for you specifically, Carol, because you're looking at the way that people, over the last number of decades have been getting their news through local and network news and cable news, and now into the social media sphere. Let's stick with Facebook for just a second here. Where does Facebook's responsibility start?
Well, Ro, you and Sylvia have really raised a very important question, and I think Facebook has got a big problem on its hands. The first couple of times that something really horrific happened on Facebook Live, I think it was easy for them to say, well, we have a bazillion people on our platform, and it's hard to police everything, and, mistakes will happen. I guess that's kind of an understatement, but now this has happened several times. And you guys just outlined, just a few of the instances. There have been many more. And I think Facebook is the focal point now. Even though really you can go live on a lot of the platforms. I mean, Instagram, you can now go live. Obviously Twitter, you can go live via Periscope. YouTube, you've been able to go live for a really long time. But the fact of the matter is that more people are on Facebook. I mean, 80% of America is on Facebook. And honestly, the user base of all those other platforms I mentioned is at most a third of what, Facebook has. So Facebook does bear a lot of responsibility, not just some responsibility. And I think they're a little bit naked on this. I don't think they have a good defense. They won't say how many people inside Facebook headquarters in Menlo Park, California, are looking at these live feeds. Because I really think they're depending, and in fact, they've been quoted as saying they're depending on the community to alert them when bad things get on this family-friendly platform, and the community's not doing such a good job.
So I think it's time, and I know Mark Zuckerberg spoke about this today, that they're trying to figure out what they're going to do, and I think you're right. I think with everything that's gone on, they're realizing they have to do something. So what do you suppose, with what you know about social media and how people have accounts, what do you suppose Facebook can do about something like this? My first thought is, should they only allow people to have that live capability if they are a verified account? Maybe you can explain what that is.
Sylvia, I was going to say the same thing. I think that Facebook needs to move towards something like TSA pre-check at the airport. You know, you have to move toward a model. Obviously, the idea of putting a live camera in the hands of all of humanity doesn't work so well. And when it goes bad, it goes really bad. So I think they need to be really circumspect and think about how they can go about having an extra level of, this is a privilege to be able to broadcast live on Facebook. Yes, we want it to be, you know, available to the public to a point. So maybe verified accounts, you know, or maybe there's another layer of verification that once you do three or four Facebook Lives, then you're approved to go, you know, have it going forward, or something that allows there to be some sort of checks and balance, because right now there really is none.
And Carol, I think when people hear that, though, they're going to stop and go, well, you know, that's what you people in broadcasting would say, but because, you know, we don't need you anymore, we have our own, which is its own dangerous argument. I mean, I can't even begin
to. But you don't have to go live. I'm not saying restrict the ability to upload video to Facebook.
But I guess here's my question, though, is if Facebook does do that, isn't it likely then that some other application will pop up which will allow people to do it, because they do want to, you know, there's a thrill to doing that. There's a power to doing it. I mean, that's basically what social media is selling. They're selling you have access to influence people you don't know. And that's what more importantly, what social media is doing is it's allowing people to get a dopamine hit from watching their likes or their, you know, their status increase and all of that. I mean, it's a drug in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And I think that's probably what is causing Facebook the most hesitation in all of this, is because, you know, they don't want to slow down their growth. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg has pretty big plans. I mean, he really wants to own it. I mean, he wants to be all over the planet. He wants to be in China. He wants to be in places that Facebook isn't allowed currently.
Yeah, well, that's never going to happen. I mean, I don't know. Has he met the Chinese government? He could meet President Xi and offer him as much chocolate cake as Donald Trump did, and he's still not going to. They're not going to allow for it, because you're seeing. And what to me the most fascinating thing is, like, if you look at what happened here in the United States, you look at what happened and what's happening in Europe. We're going to look at the French elections. You look at what happened in Turkey.
Right.
A lot of this. And you're seeing the bifurcation of voting blocks between urbanized and non-urbanized groups. And that is a direct result of the new sorting of humanity and of demographics, psychographics, sociographics by social media. And so it just, you know, what it's the tribalization is made even greater through all of this. I know I just used a bunch of, like, you know, stupid grad school words, but the reality is, the world has changed forever here because of this technology, and now it's up to these guys to manage it. And I know that Zuckerberg wants to be there, but the governments that are going to crack down on this are going to take advantage of it when they need it,
right,
and then crack down on it when they think it's a threat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the bottom line, though, is that, and maybe I'm calling back, and Sylvia can probably identify with this closely, too. You know, if I, having a television background, as a newscast producer, I took the responsibility of having control over a live broadcast very seriously. We were always paranoid about something horrible happening on live television. And, you know, for Facebook to say, hey, we're relying on the community to flag us as soon as they can when they see something inappropriate, would be analogous to the people in television saying, well, we'll just let everything go on our air, and when somebody complains, we'll take it down. You know, that's not okay. That's not good enough. You know, Facebook can't have it both ways. And, you know,
hear that, Zuckerberg?
I agree with you, Carol. I think she's absolutely right. I mean,
it's, you know, there has to be a standard to what you're going to reasonably expect to see, because kids are on Facebook. Everybody is on Facebook, and there is a map that I would encourage your listeners to just look at, and that'll really bring home how massive this problem is. If you just Google Facebook Live map, just those three words, pretty much at the top of the search results is a worldwide map where you can see in a glance every single place that someone is broadcasting live on Facebook at that instant. And you can click in and watch any of those feeds. I mean, it's a real-time stuff.
Do we know at a moment how many people are broadcasting live on Facebook?
Well, all you have to do, if you call up that map right now on your computer, you would see hundreds and hundreds. I mean, they're all over the place. And you can say, oh, look, somebody in Brazil is going live. Let's look and see what they're talking about.
Kind of Brazilian butt lift. Yeah. That's sort of what it's.
Carol, he always goes.
Well, you know
that.
What? We just talk about clickbait here. That's what social media is about. And if you want clickbait,
it totally is. That's
yeah,
true.
Clickbait. That, go Brazilian butt lift. Oh, I gotta look. Yeah.
I mean, the whole notion of somebody monitoring the appropriateness, somebody sitting in a little room at Facebook and monitoring the appropriateness of all of those live streams, it's ridiculous.
Let me tell you something. There are broadcast executives now. I know we got a break here, but my soapbox is out, Carol, and I'm going to keep standing on it. So here we go. There are executives in broadcasting in this town that are encouraging all the people in their newsrooms to, get up on social media and do everything they can. And then they grade them every day on how many clicks and follows and likes and all the rest of them that they had, right? The way that it expands out. And the leaders right now are reporters and of both sexes who are willing to take their shirts off I could put bunny ears on and twirl around a stripper pole too.
And it ain't going to work for you, is it?
But for 10, but like if like 2 years ago, if I did that, I get fired. Right. Now they're like, great job. We need more of that. Right. I mean, it's like, it's not about the branding. People are more worried about clickbait than they are about what is that's why they're more worried about that than they are about whether a story is true or whether a story has impact or whether it's socially responsible, which is why the world of fake news and whether it's Alex Jones or the Breitbart people or whatever it happens to be, who every once in a while just drop something in there that may have absolutely no bearing in fact, but it's got such a great headline, people are going to go see it. I mean, that's kind of where we live, right?
It is. And that's why I spend a lot of time talking about, personal branding and your own responsibility to use social media to talk about what you're about and what you believe and what's important, and spend less time with the clickbait subjects like you just talked about.
Well, if the President of the United States isn't going to do it, who are we going to expect anybody else to do it, right? And me and my bunny ears, my stripper pole, I'm going to do it.
Well, the whole ethics and morals thing is important to us, but the reality is the clickbait that Ro is talking about always comes out
it
on
wins.
Top.
It wins. All right, Carol, let me just say here, it's SOCH Reports, SOC Reports, right?
TheSOCHReports.com is my company. Social media analytics. But it's always great to be on with you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Carol.